Chapter 3. Help from Bobby. Bobby Leader was in the middle of a dream. In his dream, he was swimming in a beautiful blue sea, with tropical fish all around him. Suddenly, he heard a telephone ringing somewhere. "That's funny," he thought. "I didn't know there were phones in the sea." Then he understood that he was dreaming, and he slowly returned to the real world. The mobile phone next to his bed was still ringing. He turned to answer it and saw the time. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. "Who's phoning me in the middle of the night?" he thought. "Hello? Who's speaking?" he asked.
"Bobby, it's Helen."
The voice on the phone was frightened and a little strange.
"You have to come and get me," Helen said. "Please, Bobby, you're my best friend. I don't know what to do."
She was crying now. "Where are you?" Bobby asked, worried. Helen gave him an address in Bristol, and he wrote it quickly on a piece of paper. "Okay, wait there," he said. "I'll wake my dad, and we'll come and get you."
"No," Helen shouted. "Not with your dad. Please come alone."
"How can I?" Bobby asked. "I can't get a taxi in this town in the middle of the night."
"My dad's cool. He'll help us. We'll be with you really soon." "But then my parents will know," said Helen. "Bobby, you can drive. You've got an American driving license."
"Don't be ridiculous," Bobby said firmly. "I'm not 17 yet."
"But no one will know," Helen insisted. "Just take your dad's car. We'll be home before morning."
"Okay," Bobby said. He dressed quickly in jeans and a warm pullover. "I can't believe I'm doing such a crazy thing," he thought. He took the paper with Helen's address and put it in the pocket of his jeans. Then he found his dad's car keys in the kitchen, left the house quietly, and started to drive to Bristol. He was a bit nervous, but he was also enjoying the adventure. He arrived at the address and found Helen there, waiting for him. She was so upset that he didn't ask her any questions at first. Later, she became calmer and started to talk.
"I wanted some fun, so I went to a nightclub," she told him. "I was tired of all the stories about Lisa's modelling career, so I decided to do something exciting too."
"But it was stupid to go to a nightclub alone," Bobby said.
"I know that now. A man gave me a very strong drink and then offered to drive me home. He was nice, so I got into his car."
Helen was silent for a few moments.
"But then we started to drive down unfamiliar streets," she continued. "I didn't know that part of Bristol, and I was frightened. Fortunately, the streets were very narrow, and he had to go slowly. I opened the door, jumped out of the car, and ran into a dark side street. He didn't try to follow me."
"So he didn't hurt you?" asked Bobby.
"No, he didn't," Helen answered. "And I'm happy that I only took a little of that drink. I tried to imagine drinking it all."
"Don't think about that," Bobby interrupted. "Nothing happened. That's the important thing." Soon, the two friends were out of Bristol. Bobby put his foot down harder on the accelerator, and the car went faster. They were so absorbed in conversation that they didn't see the police car behind them, with its blue light flashing.